In a world where there's millions of podcasts out there, and they all sound alike, and they all rip each other off, we are nothing like those shows. You choose to listen to Mega Hour. Warning, listener discretion is advised.
Hey, J-Rock, another episode of the Mega Power Hour. How are you?
Hello, hello, Captain.
Hey, it's good to talk to you, buddy. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been too long.
I know, it's too long. And then I can always tell when I need to do a podcast with you, because I'll be like sitting in bed or laying down watching TV and I just start thinking of you, you know? And then I was like, God, I really need to do a show with him again.
You just start thinking of me.
Yeah.
In bed.
In bed, yeah. Is that weird?
Yeah. It's a weird way to start off the show.
Oh, okay. All right. I tweeted the number.
Are you outside?
Yeah, my damn kids are driving me nuts.
Oh, I can hear the birds. It's like a sanctuary.
I do live in a bird sanctuary. So, anyway, what's up? What's going on with you, buddy? Anything?
Oh, God. Where do I start?
Yeah, where do you start?
I don't know. It's been a long time, man. So... Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, forget stuff that's happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't even remember the last time we did a show, but we got to keep the show. I remember that.
Yeah.
We didn't have to delete that show.
That was progress.
We are making progress in our third year or fourth year or whatever.
Yeah, pretty big progress there.
I'm trying to light my cigar. Anyway, well, stuff's got to be happening. I mean, do you want to know what, like, I spent my last weekend, I was in Chicago with my lady.
Yeah.
We stayed at the Aloft Hotel. Have you ever stayed in an Aloft Hotel?
No.
Oh, my God. They're so nice. It's, like, super trendy. But it's, like, you know, you got to be cool. And I'm not cool to go in there, but I was faking like I was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thud muffin me walking into Aloft Hotels. And then we went to Red's Piano Bar. Ever been to Red's Piano Bar?
No.
You haven't? Well, no. They have a cigar lounge and like a lady playing the piano and everything like that. And you can like send her Venmo her money and then she'll play that song. Like, you know, if you send her $20, she'll play that song pretty much right away. You know,
for $20 though?
For $20.
That seems like a lot.
That it is a lot, but you know, it's part of the experience, you know. So $20 jumps the line. So I of course had to do Nickelback, you know, Rockstar by Nickelback for $20. And she played it. She goes, "Hey, not too many people request Nickelback."
You know. Yeah, because people have self dignity.
Right.
And respect.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been going away to these romantic getaways every weekend. What's up with that?
Hey, you know, it's just we're just getting along really well. That's, you know, what I can say. We're getting along really well.
Okay, so you don't want to elaborate and be
yours truly is kind of romantic. Like, we had a picnic yesterday and at a park, and you know, drink. We laid some blankets down and we had a glass of wine and listened to like, you know, easy listening music. It was just like, oh my God. And then like, I had the picnic, you know, I was getting the food out and you know what I got her? I got her some flowers and I took the flowers out and gave it to her. Oh my God. I should literally write a book on how to be romantic. I should.
What was to eat at the picnic? Cause I gotta know this.
Well, I got like turkey. I got roast beef. I got some Colby Jack cheese. I got fruits and vegetables. She really likes popcorn. So I got her popcorn. I got those, pistachios. They're like chili flavored. They're kind of hot. You ever had those?
Sweet chili.
Yeah. Sweet chili. They're so good. You know, water and wine. Yeah, and I got spinach dip for the vegetables too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess that sounds nice.
It is. It's very nice. You know, it's been through. You know, have not had the best luck of women. You know, as it's very well documented that you know. So it's nice to have something good happened in the women department for old Captain. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, congratulations. This is, you know, it's just big news for you.
Yeah. And then the ex girlfriend.
Yeah. Which one?
Yeah. Right. I know. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. She stalks my Twitter page and like, she'll like, post a picture or no, like I'll post a picture and I posted a picture of my woman's legs at Red's.
Uh-huh.
And she'll text me and she'll use like a text now number or something like that and be like, you getting Chicago poontang? I'm brushing it up because it's the first 5 minutes of the show. And yeah, so I got that to deal with, but I don't respond. I just block. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't respond. So.
Oh, no, I'm not responding to that. God.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, 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 no.
So I did a little getaway too a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. What'd you do? Where'd you go?
Went to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
Pretty fun. We were right next to the Broadway at the beach. A lot of stuff to do there. You know, we go walking around.
I saw that you ate at Mushroom Mellow or Mellow Mushroom.
Mellow Mushroom, yeah.
They have one of those in it's in Coralville, Iowa. It's about 45, not even that. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pricey. It's really pricey for pizza, but it was pretty good.
Well, I never get a pizza. I had salad and wine there, of course, but it was good.
Only you.
Right, I know.
Only you.
Yeah. What else did you do?
Hang out at the hot tub. The hotel had a hot tub.
Hotel had a hot tub?
Yeah.
Nice.
So we hung out there. It's like the first time I've actually been outside in the sun like that since like before my surgery.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long ago was your surgery? I forgot.
2 years.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
I remember that like that was yesterday.
Carson. What are you doing, man?
I'm telling you, I'm... It's like... And my kids are helpless, so I had to get a frozen pizza out of the oven and cut it for my 15-year-old son. So that's what I'm doing.
Just get it and put it in the air fryer.
I don't have an air fryer.
Yeah, I figured.
I should.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Okay, where was it? Okay, you were in Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
What about what's going on? Last time you were talking about, you talked about your work. You got stuff going on at your work?
Yeah. I don't know. There was some changes going on and stuff, and it's starting to work itself out.
in your favor?
I mean, I don't know if it's in my favor or not, but maybe.
I
mean,
that would I hope so.
Yeah. Yes. Well, pretty much. All right.
Well, and also today, we're like racking our brain right now because it's been so long. So we're trying to think of everything that we've done. You know, this is kind of like a catch up type thing, like a summarizing of the last like 3 or 4 weeks. So, you know, I'm just trying to think of like today I started baseball. I had to get up at 5 o'clock. I had to be in some place called Tiffin, Iowa, which is like an hour away. We were there for 8 hours playing baseball. And then I had to drive home and go to my other kid's game. That was like 10 minutes from my home. Thank God the other team hit a walk-off home run or I'd probably still be there. So,
wow.
I know. I was like trying to hide my excitement because I needed to get home and do this show. So,
Priorities.
Yeah. Well, you know, mega power hour before everything.
I want to see my kid lose a game so I can go home and do a podcast. That we do like every 3 months now.
When you're into 10 hours of baseball, you just don't give a shit after that.
I can't even do 1 hour of baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. So anyway, and then I see my ex-wife there all the time too.
Nice.
Oh, it's not nice. It is not nice. Like I let's say that. I did it to her, but she's still like looks at me like she just wants lightning to strike me. She wants somebody to come and tear my head off. Like we didn't talk for an entire year. And like, I don't know, like what needs to be done for us to like co-parent. I know this is getting a little heavy, but it's important for divorced people to co-parent for their kids. We have four kids together. That's more than usual, you know? And it's like, there's no communication at all. She will not talk to me. She will only thing she does is stare daggers at me. I'm just, you know, standing there, you know, like it's been a few years now, babe. Like let's move on, get a boyfriend, get a girlfriend, whatever you want to do. Go on, get happy.
Yeah. It's going to take a while for her to get over it.
Well,
maybe she never will, you know?
Well, here's the thing. And, you know, I know I'm opening myself up for criticism, on Twitter, if I ever say anything about anything, you know, but you know, I wanted her back. I didn't want to get a divorce. Okay. I didn't obviously that's stupid because I cheated on her, obviously. So, but I wanted to stop that. And I was like, take me back. I'd be all done. Sorry. I won't do anything, you know? And nope, she wanted to continue with the divorce. So all this is happening is because she wanted to continue the divorce. That's my thing. You know, I said I was sorry. I would never talk to her again or talk to, you know, the other girl ever again. And, you know, I don't know.
It just seems, you know, this show has been basically about your love life for what, the past year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, right.
How long ago it was, or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, the captain dating game, and
yeah. So that just takes pressure off of me because that's awesome. I love that.
Oh man. Yeah. So.
The captain dating game would have been a success had you not told every woman you came in contact with that you had a podcast.
But I know that. But it, like, it's so weird. Like every time I would tell them that, it like hooked them. Like, wow, you do a podcast? And like, you know, like it's like they don't know that just about everybody and their brother does a podcast. So I didn't think at first I didn't think it'd be that big of a deal. I thought they'd roll their eyes and be like, oh, okay, you do a podcast. That's stupid. But they just like got super into it and they thought it was cool. And then they listened to it.
Yeah. They hear what kind of a dickhead you are.
and that was my downfall.
That was a downfall. Yeah.
That was my downfall. I know. I remember watching on Twitter.
Oh God. They tweeted at you. They tried to cancel you, all that stuff.
They did. Yeah. but I'm uncancelable. So there we go. Anyway. So, and I didn't get to the gym today. Oh my God.
You're an embarrassment.
I know. I know. And like Thursday, you know, that's when I had that picnic, right? And the wine like hit us like really good. And we're like, oh geez, let's go have some more. And so we went to have more wine. And then she wanted to stop at another place and she loves Fireball.
Oh, so,
I know.
So do and, you, right?
Yeah, so it was, that was a, and like, I don't do shots, but, you know, I was like, oh, I got to be cool for her, you know. I can't be a pussy in front of her. So I did some Fireball shots, and oh, God. I used to do Fireball. But
yeah, all the Michael, time.
Yeah, Michael can't handle it anymore.
He just handles wine.
Just wine. Yeah, I'm just a wine drinker. That is it. So Friday morning was not the best of mornings for old Captain.
Oh, hungover, huh?
Hungover, throwing up, go to the gym. Oh, my God. It was awful.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. I'm going on maybe day 200 of not going to the gym.
Really?
Yeah, I got to get a grip of myself. But right now, I don't think so.
That surprises you.
I don't think so right now.
Huh.
Going to the gym's overrated.
Mm-mm. It's not.
You got nice, like, silky legs. You shave your legs or something? What do you do with those things? They're not hairy.
How do you know this?
Because I see your pictures on the baseball thing, and your legs are extended.
I got nice, silky legs.
What do? You wax them?
No, I shave them.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, and I go to the tanning bed, you know.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's cool because, like, I go to the tanning bed, like, you know, after a hard day's work or something like that, and I instantly fall asleep. It's so relaxing. And it gives my skin color a great tone.
Okay.
And it goes well with my gold hair.
Yeah, your golden hair.
Hey, this is a judge-free zone, buddy.
I'm not judging. Mm. I'm just asking questions.
I'm glad you found my legs silky smooth though.
Because there's no hair. There was no hair on it. What are you, like, Italian or something? You got dark complexion. You got no hair on your legs.
Nope. Nah.
Something's up with that.
No, there's nothing. I don't like body hair. I don't like body hair. It's gross to me.
Well, I mean, be that as it may, it still, you know, has some leg hair.
No. I think it looks better without leg hair.
Yeah, if you're at a drag show.
No.
Oh, that's what it is. You're sponsored now, okay?
Sponsored, yeah, right.
Bud Light sponsor you now.
Yes, me and that Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah,
drinking Bud Light.
They want to sponsor your legs now.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I appreciate the leg compliment, buddy. That was nice of you.
Well, you know, I rarely ever give them out, so.
I know, right? So I feel like I've talked a lot about me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to share before we move on to, you know, the meat and potatoes?
Well, what are we moving on to? We're gonna move on to, like, sports.
There's not really any sports to talk about per se.
I mean, there was the draft, there's the NBA conference finals going on. I mean, just all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the Bears draft is cool. I mean, I mean, the offensive line pick isn't sexy by any means, but it was needed, you know. And they weren't going to pick Jalen Carter, so they got a free pick out of it. You know, they moved down one spot, and then, you know, they get next year's fourth. So, you know, whatever.
What do you think about the Panthers drafting Bryce Young? Because he's like, what, 5'8", 5'9"?
I know.
Really, really tiny.
Yeah, he is tiny. And how tall is Russell Wilson? Do you know?
5'9"? 5'10". He was 5'10".
He was 5'10". Oh, 5'10". Wow.
No, he was 5'11". I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, Billy, like, he looks small out there. I mean, like, you know, tall wise, but he's kind of, he's bulky. He's kind of stocky looking guy.
Well, he's thick. He's thick.
Yeah, yeah. Bryce Young, he kind of looks like my freshman in high school.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's an exaggeration, but compared to the size of those guys in the NFL, I don't know, man. We might be getting a top five pick next year from the Panthers.
Well, we'll see. I think they're going to start Dalton.
Can you believe that?
What?
What does Andy Dalton do to coaches to be like, no, he's a starter. This Bryce Young's not ready, or Justin Fields not ready.
They don't want to throw the QBs into the fire, to the wolves.
I just don't know about that.
Well, your boy Mitchell Trubisky got an extension.
Yeah, he's gonna back up that Pickett guy, or yeah, Kenny Pickett, right?
Yeah, Pickett.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So I made a bet with Oscar. He said he wouldn't start one game this year. So I made a bet with him.
You made a bet with Oscar that
yeah, because Pickett's always got a concussion. So yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I think the backup quarterback is a great place for Mitchell Trubisky.
Not me. He needs to come back to Chicago and start.
Oh, you! I know you're smoking crack right now. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, I know. God, what the heck was that guy's name? Who's the guy's name we drafted? The name's escaping me. I'm sorry.
Darnell Wright.
Darnell Wright. Yeah. I mean, what? He hardly gave up any sacks in college and shit. It was just like the obvious pick. I mean, yeah. Good job.
Our friend Oscar keeps trashing the Bears picks in the drafts. And
why?
There's no pleasing that guy.
Why? Why? What's
that? I don't know. I guess he wanted Jalen Carter, maybe.
Nah, man. What? Jalen Carter might be good. Who knows? But when are we going to size some freaking edge rushers? Like,
yeah, we need an edge. We need an edge bad.
Yeah, Yannick Ngakoue, Justin Houston. I mean, sign one of those guys.
We could sign both.
Or Leonard Floyd.
We could sign both.
Yeah, we could. You're right. We can sign all three of them: Leonard Floyd, Ngakoue, Houston.
Yeah, we need edge help bad. Mm. Bad. I think after that gets filled in, depends on who they get. I think they might be a decent team. I don't expect playoffs or nothing, but
yeah, I was thinking 8 wins. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if the run game should, you know, be outstanding.
I don't know anything about the running back we got from Texas. I don't even remember. Is it Rasho or something like that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Who knows? Like, I would think our running back room is crowded.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing to have, though.
I mean, Khalil Herbert, I would think, would be the starter, but then again, maybe he's the surprise cut.
I don't think those guys are getting cut.
And we signed the guy from Carolina. Was that D'Angelo Williams?
No, Deontay Foreman.
Who the hell's D'Angelo Williams? I don't even know. I'm sure that's somebody.
Yeah, he was a running back for them like 12 years ago, 13 years ago.
Oh, he was? Okay. Yeah, I remember him. Okay. So, well, I tweeted the number and no one's called in yet, but that's okay. It's okay. We can just talk.
It's because they think we're lying and we're going to cancel the show or delete it or not do it. Last week, I was on the verge of doing a show without Captain. Last week.
No.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that for?
I mean, you've done it without me, so I mean.
Hey, we were going. There was months without a show, months.
And I just figured I'd give you a break. I would try it out with Matt and Mark, but I couldn't do it.
I saw those guys trying to take my place. I saw that.
Yeah, they were jumping in. They were jumping in quick. Yeah.
They were trying to get to my man. I didn't know if I appreciated that very much. Anyway. Okay, so the Bears draft, I would give it, I would give it a solid grade. I don't know, B plus. How's that?
Okay, all right, B. That sounds good.
Yeah, right. And Aaron Rodgers is a Jet.
Yes.
He's finally out of the NFC North. Which is a very good thing.
Oh yeah, it's a great thing. But I wanted to beat him because we start off season one against Green Bay.
We can't beat him. We never did. Like once or twice.
No, we had our chances down the stretch in games to beat Aaron Rodgers, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, we just always shit the bed.
It was that one. What was that one game that they didn't pick up the fumble?
Yep.
And then the last seconds of the game, they Randall Cobb burned us for a touchdown. Was that the same game?
That was the same game.
I think that was the same game. It was a bunch of boneheaded plays in that game. I mean, they should have won that game, but you know, didn't happen.
They should have. I mean, just like nightmares of that guy. He was unbelievable against the Bears. Like he would tiniest little spot it needed. Just perfect. You know? But it's crazy to me that Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre leave Green Bay and both went to the Jets. What are the chances of that? You know?
He's going back. He's going by the Favre, you know, handbook, I guess.
Oh my God. If he plays for
probably could happen.
Right. Right. But you know, but I'm also defied. Jordan Love's going to be good.
That who?
Jordan Love. I'm terrified.
No, I mean, he's not going to be good. Sorry, it's not going to happen.
What inclination do you have that he's not going to be good?
Yeah, luck.
Our entire life, Green Bay has had – well, not my entire – I remember Don Majkowski. Do you remember him?
Yeah, barely.
Okay. I remember him before Favre. But, you know, most of my adult life, the Packers have had great quarterbacks.
Yeah, but it ends here, right?
That's what everybody says, but
it's ending here.
I got Packers PTSD. Like it's just, I don't know.
It's going to end, right?
Right.
It can't go on for 15 more years.
Right. Yeah. God, can you imagine? I'll be like 55 years old, and the Packers still have great quarterbacks. God. Oh. I wonder what show number 15 years.
I don't know.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, I was going to talk with you. We're about half hour into the show.
Okay.
So, you know, my new girlfriend and I, right? We go to, we stay in hotels, stuff like that. You know, like that. She stayed at my house, you know. Stuff like that. When I think you know where I'm going with this. When is it appropriate to go to the bathroom when she's in the same hotel room? And just pee. You know what I mean?
Yeah, number two.
Number two. When is that? Why am I so uncomfortable doing that? It's like I don't want her to think that I shit. Like, I'm not human, babe. I don't shit.
Right.
You know, I don't fart. I do nothing. It's like, you know.
I mean, it's natural. I don't, like, I wouldn't go a year. You know, maybe a month here or there, first off, is all right, I guess. But I wouldn't, you know, you're gonna hurt your insides holding everything in, so.
But it's been about, I've been with her.
You're going to have to go to the hospital. You're going to have to go to the hospital.
Right.
Operate on your stomach. Like, what's wrong with him? He's been holding his farts too long. He's been holding his number twos forever.
So I've been with her for about, I think it was like 8 months or something like that. And if she stays at my house, I have to get up super early, go to my downstairs basement, hurry up and do that.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. So, I mean, that's...
You know, and like, when the same hotel, I'm like, I'm going to go, I'm going to go get coffee. Down. You know, like...
Yeah, you'll like, go in the lobby.
Yeah, and hurry up and go in the lobby.
Go in the lobby bathroom.
Right.
That's pathetic.
It's not pathetic. It's like I don't.
You got to lay it on the line and say, this is who I am. This is it right there.
Look, I know that. I know it's like it's weird because I'm comfortable with her. Like, there's not, like, I'm not, do whatever, but I can't do that right now. I don't know.
It would be so weird for me to be on the dating scene and I have to hold in my gas right after we eat. I'm trying not to crap myself during the meal, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
God, and that would not end well. That would be so bad.
Oh, I know. And then like Sunday, last Sunday, like we got up and like, I think I had, like, I was drinking wine. I stopped at a Starbucks there. That's a four-story Starbucks, right? They had martinis there. They had coffee martinis. So I kind of like mixed what I was drinking, you know, martinis and wine. Usually Michael's stomach can't handle mixing of any kind. But, she's like, did you puke this morning? And I thought she said, did I poop this morning? And I was like, I was like, no, I didn't poop this morning. And she started laughing. She's like, I don't care if you shit. I'm like, okay. So,
you know, you can, when the relationship progresses and you trust each other, this is when you get into the BM details, you know.
I don't ever want to know that.
That's how you know you're a real true couple.
I don't ever want to know that. No.
I'm just saying she'll bring it up even if you don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to know my chicks.
All right. Well, but you will.
Ugh, no. I like to just think that they don't do that.
Well, that's nice. That's pretty nice.
I mean, same thing goes for her though. I don't know if she does too in the hotel. I don't know. I just kind of, you know, I don't know. I don't pay attention, but you know, it can be loud sometimes when dudes go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be, you know, blowing ass in the freaking bathroom and she's sitting on the bed looking all, you know, dolled up and hot, ready to go, and I'm in the bathroom, you know, like being it's torture.
Someone needs to come up with a device that's like a silencer, like on a gun.
Yeah.
And it does it with your does it with your gas.
Yeah, that's right. It does. Oh, that'd be perfect.
Like certain pair of underwear that you put on, it kills it immediately, right? Like you don't hear sound.
I wonder if a company is going to listen to this show and decide to sponsor this show.
You don't smell it or whatever. You
know. Don't smell it.
Yeah.
All right. You came up with a heck of an idea, buddy. I would
fart fart silencer for people that are new in relationships.
Right. Oh God, I would pay $1 million for that.
Cause like no old couple would ever pay for that thing ever.
No. Not at all. So, but you know, I survived a weekend without, you know, letting her know that I was shitting. And you know, and if she you know, walked away from me for whatever, and I was kinda like, I was at this place. It's called Life Kitchen in Chicago. It's a cool breakfast place. And like, I was like, oh yeah, I'll get your water. She sat down and I was getting her water and I was just like passing gas left and right while I was getting water.
Yeah, of course. She's not around. You got to go. You got to just keep belting it out.
Right. It's like, felt so much better after that.
Yeah. You're going to end up in the hospital. You're going to end up in an emergency room.
Don't be surprised when I tweet something from the hospital. Oh God. So anyway, have you ever heard of the store Burberry?
I do believe, yes.
A really high end place, right? And we went into Burberry. It's got a really cool looking storefront in Chicago. So like, yeah, let's go in there, let's see what's in there.
You got an MJF scarf?
Well, they had them there, and you know, you get your own personal shopper. Like, you can't just browse there. You have to have a shopper with you. And, you know, he's like telling you, trying to sell you on stuff. And like, there's some clothes for dudes that are like, it's like a collared shirt, but it like has like, it like legs and something. It's like a one piece. And then, you know, you put your pants on, but it's like, you're in like a, almost like a suit, but it's a dress shirt.
No, thank you.
Yeah. No kidding. No kidding. And then they had some teal, they had some wild teal looking suit. And I said to the guy, I was like, where does somebody wear that to? And he's like, oh, this is our runway edition. Like, okay, so you wear this on the runway? Like, what normal person is going to walk in here and buy this shit? So, and
he should have said, you know, you wear it to go out to picnics.
Yeah, right. I would. And then we went to Tiffany's.
Are you buying anything in these stores?
I bought something at Tiffany's, yeah.
What'd you buy at Tiffany's?
Oh, it was just a bracelet.
Ooh.
What?
Going to Tiffany's, buying her jewelry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I thought she deserved it.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. She puts up with stuff.
So. With what? You're farting?
No, she don't put up with farting. No.
Not yet. So you gotta get her a necklace after that.
She puts up with my crazy. That's what she puts up with.
Yeah, I don't blame her. I would bolt if I was her.
Right. And I kids, like I'm like a divorced guy with four kids and got two crazy exes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So sorry, I got sidetracked there. I was hoping you could chime in on that whole when to poop in front of your girlfriend type thing.
I mean, I think I did.
Well, how? Yeah, I know you did. But how? Like with your girlfriend you have now, when did that happen?
About maybe a month and a half, maybe.
A month and a half.
I mean, like, if you gotta go, you gotta go.
Right, so. I know that. I mean, but were you like the first time you did it? You're like, oh shit.
No.
You weren't nervous?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, all right. I just gotta do it and bite the bullet and do it.
I always like, you know, we're in the grocery store or at a retail store or something, and I'm kind of backed away, and like she gets closer, I'm like, no, you want to keep walking?
Yeah.
It's like, right. why? And then she gets, you know, the sniff. I was like, that's why.
Yep. Anyway. All right. Well, it'd be funny if she listens to the show.
Who?
My girlfriend.
Yeah, she needs to listen to the show.
Nah, she don't need to listen to the show.
That's good. She don't need to listen to the show.
Nah, yeah. I told her not to listen to the show.
Don't you ever listen to the show.
Never. Never, never, never.
I used to be proud about it, and now I'm embarrassed. And she's like, why? And she's like, why? And, mm-hmm. she, and then, you know, like, I'm kind of an immature butthole.
Yeah, right. I know.
And she's like, I already know that.
Yeah, she knew. She kind of knew that when she would come over to my house and South Park was on TV all the time. So it's like, you know. So, anyway. Anything else in sports or anything relationship-wise we should talk?
Well, the NBA draft.
Yeah.
Charlotte Hornets were one pick away from getting that kid from France.
Wembanya or whatever
his name is. Victor Wembanya, whatever his name is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that broke my heart.
I never even heard of the guy before the draft. Did he play college ball?
No, he's from France.
He's just from France.
Yeah, he played in EuroLeague.
Oh, and he's good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I mean, European leagues are, it's crazy. Like, what's Jokic is the European? He's the MVP, right?
Joker, he is no joke, man. That dude is.
Is it really Jokic though? Is that
Jokic? Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird. And how many MVPs have he won now?
He won one last year.
So he, bro.
But he didn't win this one. Joel Embiid won this one, didn't he?
No, I think Jokic won.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Then two.
Two in a row. And it's crazy that, I guess maybe because he plays for Denver, but I would bet the majority of the country doesn't even know this guy exists.
It's because he plays for Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a couple of Laker games where this past couple of weeks and that's the first time I've ever sat down and watched that dude play. He's really phenomenal. That tech dude can do everything.
Yeah, right.
Everything.
Yeah. I'm sure I've seen him play when he played the Bulls, but, I've seen him like maybe three times the last 2 years.
Well, so the Spurs, man, they always get the number one pick every time they're in the lottery.
Yeah, that is a team that should not have got the number one pick.
It's just like David Robinson, Tim Duncan. Now this kid right here, it's like, I can't get a break.
No.
Nope. Last number one pick we had was Larry Johnson.
Well, that worked out for you, though.
92.
Yeah. You know what? I don't like how the NBA does their draft.
Yeah, because it's rigged.
Maybe it is. The NFL suck the most, gets the first pick.
Yeah, and they go up our percentages and all that. Yeah.
Don't give me the lottery business. Go ahead.
It's easier to tank in the NBA than it is the NFL.
Do you think that's why they do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. But, like, who had the worst record in the league? Was it the Pistons?
No, I think it was San Antonio.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, okay. No. Pistons were up there. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and they have like the fifth pick. Like
the
damn.
fifth pick in the NBA draft gets you nothing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not even a second pick. You'll be lucky if you get something with a second pick.
Right, right. It's usually the first pick is it. So,
yeah, well, we got LaMelo at three, so we were kind of lucky, but I don't think he's staying anyway. So,
you don't think he's staying?
No, it's a small market team. They're not trying to do anything around him. That's what pisses me off.
God, I don't like that it's a small market team. And you're a small market team. You're in the NBA. Try to win. You have a superstar in LaMelo Ball. Build around him and win a championship. You know, you got money. Spend it.
Well, Trey, Michael Jordan is still the owner per se, but
is he trying to sell it though?
I don't know. Have you seen that movie Air?
No. Is it about his shoes?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen it.
You need to watch that movie. It's really good. It's really good.
You went to the theaters?
No, it was on Amazon Prime.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Or Prime Video, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, okay. It's good though, huh?
Oh yeah, it was phenomenal. I like that movie had no business being as good as it was.
Really? Wow. Yeah, I haven't heard anybody say anything about that movie. The first person that said anything about it.
Really? Matt Damon,
yeah.
He kills it.
He's a great actor.
About Viola Davis, or whatever, Michael Jordan's mom, as she plays I didn't know she was the mastermind behind all this shoe business deal stuff.
His mom was.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yep.
Well, that worked out.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. I would check it out as soon as you can.
I will. Yeah. I love Air Jordans. I went to a place in Chicago called Stadium Goods, right? And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna buy the 11s. The white ones with the black, like, shiny stuff on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so every single shoe is wrapped in like saran wrap. It's weird. And, you can't have any drinks in there. You have to set them on a. All right. So I said to the guy, I was like, hey, I need that pair in size 13. I said, I, you know, you rarely find them. I'm going to buy it. This is a shoe I have been wanting forever. I have the black pair with the shiny on the side, but I don't have the white pair.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I'm going to buy this shoe. I was like, I'm going to splurge. I don't care. And I was like, so how much are these? Oh, these are $640. I'm like, oh, so I got the hell out of there.
Yeah, I would too.
I am not spending $640 on a pair of shoes.
So you, you're size 13?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, that's why we're such good buddies.
So, I don't, somehow after I watched that movie, I got this algorithm of Jordan's shoes, Air Jordans for sale,
mm-hmm.
like on different websites.
Yeah.
eBay, whatever. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't mind getting a pair of, you know, the UNC colors, you know, the college colors.
Those are nice. I saw those. Oh my God. Those are so nice.
$300. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. That's, no. It's just, that's what's crazy to me is that if that shoe would have been $300, I probably would have bought it.
No, that's still a no for me.
Oh God. I'm so lucky bucks or I would have blown $300 on those shoes.
I saw some Nike Air Dunks at my local Ross that I bought.
Oh, really?
They rarely ever have shoes my size. They're usually like football cleats.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And it's like everything below 13, like 12, 11, 10, all that. They got like great selection of shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for 13. 13, yeah. They don't have selections for nothing.
13 can be hard to get sometimes.
So I was looking at the Reebok Punks. You remember those?
Oh yeah, I had a pair.
I guess it's like a Boston Celtic type of colors.
Yeah,
black and green and all that. I mean, they look pretty good. I'm not a huge. I like the Celtics. They're okay here and there, you know. But
yeah,
as a whole, but I don't like them enough to buy the shoe.
No, mm-mm. Those pumps were so cool, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they go for 100. They go the same as, you know, low cut pair of Jordans or something.
Yeah,
low ankle.
Mm-hmm.
About $150.
Jeez,
I'm just not gonna pay that much for shoes, man. I'm just not gonna do it. I can't.
I know, but they're so nice, so it's hard not to spend.
I mean, did yeah.
And it was easy to say no to $600, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was like, you know, Road Warriors Series 1.
Yeah. You would have pulled the trigger.
Not at $600, nah.
Well, I wonder what you would stop at.
That
first figures of the Road Warriors ever made. Bidding starts at 300. Does J-Rock make that bid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty easy. I bought this sweet WCW Hulk Hogan today.
I saw that. That was cool. I don't know if I've seen a WCW Hogan in this package before.
Like the regular Hogan, like the green, like the yellow and red.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and either they had a Scott Hall one too. I was about to get, but I was like, eh.
Yeah.
It didn't really look like Scott Hall.
Oh, really?
No, really did.
Did you get Sable?
Yeah, I got Sable.
Sable, Britt Baker, and who was the other one?
Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, yeah, Ultimate Warrior. Okay, cool.
He was one of the Dingo Warriors when he was had the short hair and the makeup like that.
Oh, you got to figure that's the Dingo Warrior.
Yeah, it was. It says Ultimate, but he was the Dingo Warrior during this like look.
Yeah. Right. That's cool. We got a lot to talk about with wrestling too, by the way.
The Britt Baker and Sable ones, they were pretty cheap. So I was just like, okay, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? So
do you want to take a break before we dive into the wrestling edition of the show?
Yeah, we gotta take a break.
All right. We'll be back after these words.
I think it's a good idea to pull out the old Huggins Hard Seltzer commercial, huh?
Hey, it's getting summertime, so you know. Yeah.
All right, be back.
Summer's here, so that means it's time for beach trips, grilling out, and fun the sun, all while enjoying a cold, crisp Huggins Hard Seltzer. Huggins Hard Seltzer has 0 calories, which means that you can be a dick to people and not gain weight. 0 carbs and 0 taste, but a revoked man card. So try one today, Huggins Hard Seltzer. You moan when you drink it.
It's Saturday night and I'm so bored. What is there for a lonely woman like me to do?
Hello there. I might have something you could be interested in.
Oh, yeah?
There are hundreds of men with dad bods in your location willing to talk to you right now.
Dad bods? I love a dad bod.
Yes, the number one temptation in women right now are dad bods. Call this number, 1-888-DAD-BODS, and talk to a local dad bod near you.
I'm going to call right now.
Hey there, baby. You got Big Todd, a dad bod god. What you want to talk about, precious?
Todd, I heard you had a big belly.
You want to see what's underneath my shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Let me rub this big old belly on your face, honey.
Right now.
Want me to tell you some dad jokes?
Yes.
Want me to cut your grass for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Call now, 1-888-DAD-BODS.
Hey, yo, Paisan. It's a new pizza place in town. I'm here to tell you all about it, okay? It's called Goodfellas Pizzeria. It's former mob bosses that went on straight and narrow. And they got nothing else to do. So they want to make pies for you and your families. But don't come in here and give us no... Because we'll give you a right back at you, okay? Don't come in here and give us no mother attitude, okay? You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to come in and give us no mother attitude, okay? And don't come in here ordering pineapple on a mother pie, okay? My mother didn't come from the god old country to have some pencil neck geek order pineapple on a mother pie. Don't go on the internet giving us bad reviews either. We will find you and we will break your mother head, okay? We will take you in the alley and break your mother head. All right, enjoy the pies there. Good fellas. You.
Do you ever often wonder how come there's not enough videos of people eating corn seductively and erotically? But look no further, I had the place just for you. Cornhub.com. Yes, Cornhub.com. View our hundreds of videos of people eating corn front ways, sideways, from the back, front and back. And also view through our categories such as hardcore corn, softcore corn, girl-on-girl corn, stepmom corn, and Asian corn. What are you waiting for? Hurry now. It's getting corny up in here.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I hope everyone buys Huggins Hard Seltzer. I get 25 cents for every 6-pack sold.
That's not a lot.
That's not a lot, but we sell a lot. So, you know, I get a quarter a lot.
Very well.
Yeah. I know we usually when we start out talking about wrestling, we usually start with WWE and end with AEW, but I am so annoyed by AEW right now that I really don't want to wait. Okay. Is that okay? Can I talk about AEW first?
Sure. Go ahead. Trash them.
Okay. I need to know. Okay. So Tony Khan obviously has some kind of, because he owns, what does he own? What does his dad own? Some soccer club in England, right?
Yeah.
He has to have had something set up, because AEW, is it even on TV in England?
Yeah.
What, it is?
Yeah.
Like,
It's the most popular wrestling show in the UK.
I don't believe that for one second.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it. I feel like somebody just, it's gospel.
You do the same thing all the time, every day, every day, all day.
Check.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
W. Okay. I could set up a barn here with about 1,000 chairs, and they would barely pull that out. Freaking in.
Bust the affairs. Do I got you?
No, you keep breaking up.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Okay. So AEW goes to England. And what have they sold? Like 70,000 tickets?
It's like 64.
64,000 tickets. They can't sell 64,000 tickets in almost a year in the United States. And they're selling that in England? That makes no sense at all.
What you know, there's other places besides just like the UK, near the UK. That's where those people are coming from. Well, also
England, I might sound stupid here, but England, I mean, people have to, you can't just drive to England if you live like in France.
You can take a train. The train system gets you there in a few hours.
I feel like a really stupid geographical person now, but isn't England separated from Europe, like by water?
No, I'm not sure.
We're not so stupid right now.
No, I mean, I know they could take trains because I've seen people say, I'm coming from France, I'm coming from Germany to go to this show. It ain't just like the local town. This is a big thing. This is a first time thing. It's a part of... Yeah, it's a part of history now.
A part of history.
So I mean, you can be jealous and trash it and dump on it all you want. But at the end of the day, this is going to be a pretty big show, and the card has not even been announced yet. Wait till the card's announced, and then those tickets, the rest of them are just going to fly off the shelf.
Who else? Who are they going to have? God, they're not. I mean, they don't have CM Punk.
They do have CM Punk.
They do not.
They do.
They're moving their first episode of Collision out of Chicago.
It's all the work.
Oh, God. Here we go.
It's all the work. You've been worked the whole time. He's been hurt the whole time.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has. This has all been a work the whole time. You're getting worked.
So they go as far to make this work to make the company and Tony Khan look like pansies?
No, it makes people talk about this company, all the wrestling journalists or whatever you want to call it, your wrestling nerds, they're all buying into everything.
Look, I think Tony Khan had something set up beforehand, because what would give him any inclination at all that, you know, he, a 10,000 seat arena, he'll maybe sell 6,000 tickets. And then he's like, oh, we can sell out Wembley.
Yeah, it takes a lot of balls. I mean, like, why wouldn't you? Yeah, it does. Yes, of course it does. What do you mean, no?
There was some underhanded something there. No. There's no way. God.
You sound like such an IWC nerd right now. Don't hate on the guy. Give him some props. That took
IWC
balls.
Is nothing but AEW shills. What are you talking about?
It's about, you know, WWE drones. Like, half their following on the page is all you WWE nerds that just want to stick with one thing. That's cool and all, but you have to give the guys props and his respects for putting the balls on the table and saying, I want to sell out Wembley. He didn't say, I'm gonna have a show at Wembley. That takes balls. That takes balls. That takes guts. That takes courage.
There's J-Rock, I will never, ever, ever believe that AEW actually sold that many tickets.
Well, you're going to have to tune in to August 27th because it's going to happen. Then maybe you can shut up for 2 seconds about something positive other than another wrestling promotion having success.
What are they going to announce? John Moxley versus MJF for the title. That's going to draw 70,000 people.
They love AEW over there, bro. Can't help it. They love it. Honestly, what do they love about it?
What is it?
Love it. They love it. It's not WWE, obviously, so they love that part also.
But I don't get what
they love. I know you don't
love.
Get it. I know what you don't do they, get it. You're I, never going to get it. You're
I've
never
watched
gonna get it.
It. I've watched AEW.
No, you haven't.
I don't get it.
No, you haven't.
It's got old WWE guys that aren't as good as they used to be, and guys that should be on independent circuit, and they're not. It's like, what is the – I don't get the draw, and how does England like this? That's just – it's just like – it just doesn't make any sense, J-Rock. It makes no sense at all.
It makes total sense because, I mean, they were some of those stars, the Elite and, you know, yada, yada. They've been over in England. They've been in Japan. Just, you know, you always say, you know, F Japan. Japan's not anything. I mean, it kind of is because, you know, they watch the matches. Kenny Omega's a huge star in England. Say what you want about him. Like I said the other day, he's better than Roman as a wrestler. And that's just the truth.
Wait a minute. Roman Reigns and Kenny Omega are not the same wrestler.
Yeah, I know that. Kenny's better. Roman needs the title to be relevant. If you don't put the title on Roman, then he's not relevant. He's not as good. He's not as good as he is.
Mm-mm.
He needs the title. Kenny don't need a title. He's never needed a title.
Kenny, You've
dealt with the same storyline for 3 years, going on four, going on five, and you just what? Love it. You
for
love
the bloodline?
It.
You're talking about
yeah,
the bloodline?
The whole thing, the tribal chief, everything. It's the same.
Okay, so that's been going on. The tribal chief stuff. The tribal chief stuff started what, almost 3 years ago?
Yeah, long time ago. That's
okay.
A long time.
When did AEW start?
It's a long time ago. Hey, 4 years.
Four years. And what is this? What have I been hearing? Every single show for the last 4 years, the Elite.
I don't know.
That's been the same storyline longer than the Bloodline. Oh, that's okay. The Elite is okay as long as it's the Bucks and Kenny Omega.
They haven't
fine.
Been champions the whole time through.
But that doesn't matter. It's the
yes,
same
it
storyline.
Yes, it does.
It's the same storyline.
They're EVPs. They're EVP. They can make themselves champions anytime they want to.
But you hear what I'm saying? The Elite storyline has been going on longer than the Bloodline.
Yeah, on YouTube.
But it's still a thing. They still talk about it on the shows.
It's what makes the company go. It's about the Elite.
Well, that's what makes the WWE so popular. The Bloodline's popular.
It's the same boring stuff with the Bloodline all the time.
What
Roman buries people left and right, and you guys are like, oh, he's so great. You got to know all the stars, man. You had to make a secondary belt because who's going to win it? Someone that Roman beat maybe 3 times in a row. Oh, good luck with that. That's going to make that belt relevant. And by the way, that's a piece of shit looking belt. That's a travesty. That belt is an embarrassment.
Actually, I think that belt is beautiful.
No, that belt is not. That belt is shit.
I think that's an homage. It's a respect to the big gold belt and everything.
That's a big crap on the gold belt.
No. Yes, everything. Yes. Everything
big,
now is
big,
about branding.
The big gold belt was for the champion, not some secondary rate jabroni that's been beat 4 or 5 times by Roman Reigns. Get out of here with that mess. That belt was for Ric Flair. That belt was for Hulk Hogan. It wasn't for Cody Rhodes or Seth Rollins. It's not even the same league, pal.
I think it's either going to be Seth Rollins or AJ Styles that wins that title, and they haven't been beat by Roman Reigns during this title run for Roman Reigns.
AJ Styles, he don't get the type of run that he needs because of Roman Reigns. So that's some of the guys been buried.
Well, he's gonna be in the title picture with Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes.
You know what they're gonna do? They're gonna make Roman win that belt. And they're going to make him win the tag team belts.
I would
and
love
like,
that.
This is the greatest thing ever. He is the all-time best champion. You sit there and lick the boot and lick the fucking sack and just be happy about it. Sorry, I can't do that.
Roman is the current god of professional wrestling.
I'm not going to do it. No, it's the same match with Roman over and over again.
Just
never
deal
different.
With it.
Never different.
So just let me get this straight. Elite storyline's been going on for 4 years. Good. Bloodline storyline, the best storyline the WWE's had in years, is like 2-something years old. That's bad.
Well, before that, it was the Bray Wyatt Fiend storyline, and all you guys were just slurping at it. It was the most ridiculous thing I ever saw in my life.
Oh, I love the Fiend so much.
And y'all were going to fight over it. And what's he doing now? Nothing. He's been a bust. He's been a buried the whole time. Can't get his shit together.
I want to know what's wrong with him. I like, I'll argue with this, but I need to know what is wrong with Bray Wyatt.
Oh, he's probably like, tired of WWE shit.
Come on, no.
I'd be too.
There's WWE shit. They brought him back, gave him a big contract, and they probably gave him creative, you know, control over some of his storylines, and it just wasn't very good when he came back. Like, he needs to be the swamp character. He needs to be the fiend. He needs to be that. The stuttering, oh, man, I love, oh, God, I love you so much. That guy needs to go away. We need swamp Bray Wyatt back. We need the fiend Bray Wyatt back.
We don't need the fiend. We don't need the fiend no more. We don't.
The fiend?
No, never.
Could easily be never. Another Undertaker.
No, it's not. It is not. Only in your, you know, your warped little bubble mind it is, but no, it's not.
So, I need to know, okay, so Tony Khan sells almost 70,000 tickets without a card announced, okay?
Yeah, it's amazing, right? You should give the guy props for that. That's quite a feat.
They're going to be so pissed when the main event is Saraya versus God knows who. She's terrible, by the way, Saraya.
I don't think they would be pissed at all. I think they're just craving for something else other than WWE. Because like
it would be terrible.
No shows go over there hardly ever. So I mean they're rabid.
WWE just had Clash of the Castle there.
Yeah, and what was the last show before that? Fucking
Wembley, I don't know.
Wembley 92.
No, they've been in England for stuff before.
Like what?
They used to have UK pay-per-views. Yeah,
no, NXT UK is not the same.
No, they used to have UK pay-per-views. They did.
Well, they're not selling tickets like this, man. This is some hotcake shit going on here.
Okay, so here's the deal. Let's say that this is actually legit, and AEW really sold 70,000 tickets. Why wouldn't Tony Khan just permanently move AEW over to Europe?
That's just a dumb argument anyway.
That's not dumb. That is a legitimate question.
He owns the Jaguars. They're in Jacksonville. It was started in the United States.
Well, no, that doesn't have anything to do with him owning Jacksonville.
This is a first time thing right now. Okay, when they do it. For the 10th time in 10 years, is it going to be a special? No, it's not. It's not going to be a special.
I just don't get the draw. I don't get it.
I know you don't get it. You're never going to get it, but it's here. And it's,
I want to get it.
It's, no, you don't. It's going to be history. It's going to be
history.
That's
not true because, you know, I'm a diehard WWE guy, but when WCW was killing it, I was watching WCW. I love the NWO. I love the Lucha stuff that Nitro was doing.
No, you picked DX over NWO. That's just a jabroni move anyway.
Well, Triple H is my all-time favorite guy.
Yeah, see, that's one.
Hogan is a second, but I couldn't go against Triple H. I loved DX. I was wearing a DX tank top today, by the way. Yeah, showing off my guns.
Yeah, so anyway, you're never going to understand it. You're never going to get it. You're just going to always trash it. And that's fine because that's who you are. But, you know, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, you said it's not going to last. It's going to be 6 months. And here we are still. It's year three of the promotion. I don't know. They're selling tickets left and right. They're going to announce the main event is Omega versus Punk. That's going to be 90,000+ people in that arena.
You're going to be so sad when Punk is not part of AEW.
Punk is going to be a part of AEW.
I really don't think so.
I know you don't think so because you're negative when it comes to other promotions.
I'm not being negative. I don't care if CM Punk's in AEW, but I don't think he's in AEW.
He is. He has a contract. He's signed. He's making bukus of money.
Why was he backstage at Raw?
I want to see his friends. He's not trying to come back to WWE.
He wanted to talk to Triple H.
He went back to like Ring of Honor or Impact or something like that backstage too.
When was he in Impact?
No, I think it was Ring of Honor.
I think it was Impact.
Okay. Well, yeah, he went backstage to Impact too. Does that mean he's trying to go to Impact?
I don't know. No. He was never in Impact as far as I know.
It's just to get you nerds talking about this shit. And you're taking the bait, hook, line, and sinker. That dude can go take a crap in a porta john and someone's reporting about it.
So he went to backstage at Raw, talked to Triple H, wanted to talk to Vince McMahon for the sake of AEW.
No, he's in Chicago. That's his hometown. It's not like they were in Tempe, Arizona. And he flew out of his way to go to Tempe.
I don't know. It's just kind of weird that this guy that's supposedly under contract for AEW and has got this big storyline supposedly with AEW going on that he goes backstage at Raw.
Yeah, you know Ricky Starks was backstage at like WrestleMania or something like that too to watch Cody Rhodes. You know that, right?
Look.
You know that? Do you know that?
Do you know that?
Do you know that?
Do you know that only the diehard?
Do you know that?
I did know that.
Okay. All right. So why are we talking about Ricky Starks trying to go to WWE?
Because you're gonna compare CM Punk to Ricky Starks. Is that what we're doing?
I'm just saying talent going to other talents, other promotions backstage.
Yeah.
I know.
But Ricky Starks is nothing. Is a nothing compared to what CM Punk is to the wrestling world, and it's no one cares if Ricky Starks goes to WrestleMania.
Yeah, MJF was, seeing one of his matches too. So, I mean, what's the big deal?
MJF did what?
He went to go see someone's matches.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing about that.
Well, it was a while back before he won the title.
Well, let's talk about MJF for a second.
Oh, here we go. More shit. Let's go.
He was the most interesting part about AEW. I would watch his promos on when people would post them. I would watch them. And the guy was intense. I mean, he would say the most, heelish shit ever. And they're like, and I would think to myself, okay, AEW's got something. They've got something with this guy. They put the title on him that's got the big AEW symbol on their big gold belt that you don't like.
It's not big gold, bro. It's not an imitation of big gold or anything like that. You got great value, big gold is what you got.
Anyway, they put the title on MJF. He has completely lost all his momentum since becoming the champion.
I don't think so.
I don't listen. Every time I would scroll through the Mega Power Hour Twitter timeline, MJF this. Since he's won the title, nothing. Hardly see anything.
It's because you started following all these WWE drones, man. You follow no one that's AEW positive. I go look at the followers list. I'm not dumb. You're following that Garth guy and then iBeast. Get out of here, dude. Come on.
I don't follow iBeast.
You follow Garth. WWE junkie or whatever his name is. Most toxic accounts.
When I do a follow spree on that account, I don't look to see what they do. I went to your page to see who you were following, and I just clicked follow on people that were following you.
I don't follow any of those people, dude.
Well, I'm not saying that you did, but I'm saying that's how I follow people. Like I went to your page and I went where else did I do? I don't remember what I did, but I just clicked follow. I don't see if they're just pro WWE or pro AEW. I just randomly follow people on there to get our follow count up.
Well, it's random. It's random now, not coincidental. All right, I got you.
But, you know, I there's tons of AEW people. I said there was somebody that said something about AEW this morning and I commented on it.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, what else don't you like about AEW? Let's hear it.
Well, I think they took one of their most popular characters in MJF and they've totally just, like his steam is completely gone. It's weird. He's the champion. He should be talked about. I don't
think it's weird. I don't think it's weird that he's champion. He's going to, you know, he's going to defend it at Double or Nothing.
Against who?
In the Pillars match. It's a four-way match.
Who is he going to wrestle?
The Pillars. Do you know
who's the Pillars?
Take a guess.
It's Jungle Boy, right?
One.
And, the Jeff Hardy looking guy. Yeah, that guy. You know what I'm talking about. The half face. Darby Allin.
Two.
Two. And, I don't know the other two.
No, it's not other two. It's just MJF and Sammy Guevara.
Sammy Guevara. Okay. Sammy Guevara. Yeah. Okay. So none of those. MJF will win that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah. So anyway.
I'm looking more forward to is the Anarchy in the Arena match with the Elite and the Blackpool Combat Club.
The Blackpool Combat Club?
Yes.
Listen, if this was if I was a betting man, and like in a non-scripted fight, the Elite would crush them because Wheeler Yuta
is, yeah,
just looks like a guy.
Yeah.
But then
I think it's going to be a good match, I think.
Yeah.
I like the Omega Moxley steel cage match. I thought that was good. Every time they do a match, it's a banger.
Yeah. Right.
It's always you know, I'm always going to watch an Omega Moxley match every time.
Why do you answer me this question? This isn't me dogging on AEW.
Yeah, of course not.
Right. What, why do you think that in the United States, it's just kind of leveled off? I'll just be generous with 850,000 an episode. Okay.
Right.
Why are they, assuming that the ticket sales at Wembley Stadium is legit, why is it so much more popular in England than in the United States?
I mean, I just explained that to you. If you open your ears.
No, you did not tell me why it's more popular in England than the United States.
Because they love pro wrestling.
The United States doesn't love pro wrestling?
Don't you ever hear about different countries? They get stuff from America and it takes like 10 years to go over there to hit their market. You don't realize anything about that? No.
I don't know. No, not really.
It's the import-export business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what import-export is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's something like that. It's going along those lines.
Mm.
Just because if I got a product and I'm selling it great in Japan, I ain't got to move to Japan. Are you stupid? What's going on? That's a dumb analogy. That's a dumb statement. Sorry. I know, like, but it's dumb to me.
No, it is.
I don't have to move there to sell the product. If I can sell the product here, then I can go make a visit every once in a while and make bukus of money, then that's what I'm going to do.
Right. But you don't own a professional wrestling company where ticket sales is kind of a big deal.
They just signed a streaming service deal. They got a new show coming out. I mean, they're making money. I don't know all these nerds that say they're in the red.
Well, they can't be in the red because
they're apparently accountants too.
Well, listen, Tony Khan's got an endless amount of money, so it doesn't matter. There's no way AEW will fail now because Tony Khan is just going to spend whatever it takes.
And you know what the streaming company said? There's like, we don't care about the casual wrestling fans. We want the hardcore fans. We want the hardcore AEW fans. We don't want the casuals. That's what they said.
What?
All right, but there you go.
Why wouldn't a streaming service want absolutely everybody they could possibly get? So they're gonna limit themselves to this little niche group and not try to expand into getting WWE fans to watch AEW?
No, we don't want WWE fans.
No, come on. That's bad. That's not good.
You guys are toxic. We don't want you guys at all.
We are not toxic.
Yeah, you're toxic as hell. You've been on this show for 3 years spreading that negativity, toxicity stuff for 3 years straight. I maybe count on one hand how many times you said something good about AEW. In 3 years, okay?
Well, I give them their props when they deserve it.
Which is never.
I do give them their props.
Which is never. I've never seen a documented case. Never. Never. Ever, ever, ever.
Listen.
Show me one. Tell me one. Tell me one good thing you said about them.
I don't remember. I remember an instance where I was all upset about them releasing Bray Wyatt and the way they presented Malakai Black. Yeah, I remember that.
You remember what? What'd you say?
I said it was good. I said it was good.
Oh, my God, we need to take that quote and like frame it.
Right, I know.
Yeah, I want to frame it, put it on my wall.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just trashing WWE the way you trash AEW. And everyone else who listens to the show that just loves Vince and WWE, this is who I'm doing it for. I don't care if you get pissed off. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stupid to me to argue about this shit all the time.
But that's what our show is about, Jared.
I know. It's so dumb. That's why I don't want to do it. That's why I don't want to do these shows like once every 5 months. It'll be fine.
All I do is question. Oh God, there's dogs. I can question AEW because I'm not a fan of it. Like the stuff that I see that I don't like, I bring up to you. That's it.
I just get tired of seeing WWE stuff and people praise it. I think it's the greatest thing ever.
Well, I mean, WWE is on fire right now.
It's really honestly. It's really not the greatest thing ever.
It's been record-breaking views for pay-per-views. It's, you know, they're selling out stadiums. House shows are selling out. Their TV ratings are way better than they used to be.
We're all slipping again.
It's kind of in, you know, wrestling might be, you know, I'm not going to say it's going to be like Attitude Era, Nitro Era type popular, but it's, it's coming back, I think. WWE is.
No, it's never going to come back like to that magnitude. We're all slipping again, and then Roman is going to take some time off from SmackDown. So who's going to carry the show?
Well, you know, but Roman's not there every week, and they do 2 to 2.5 million just about every week.
And Rollins is going to go do a movie.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I mean, sometimes wrestlers need to go away for a little bit. And then they come back, and then they're refreshed. Their character is fresh, and everything's fine. Like, you know, that's okay to do every once in a while. Rollins has been there just about every week since he came back from injury a few years ago.
I don't know. I questioned their love for wrestling in the business. So I'm going to spin this shit like you would. I questioned their loyalty towards the business and their craft. Why do they need to go to Hollywood all the time?
Well, I'm afraid Roman's going to go Hollywood pretty soon, too.
But he should stay and hone in on his craft. I mean, he's got to be champion for 6 more years. So
6 more years.
And then everyone's going to love it still. It's going to be amazing.
Can you imagine, though, when he loses? It is going to be insane.
They got no one. He's going to drop it. He's just going to lay it down and not get pinned. He's just going to be like, I retire. So I'm just going to lay the belts down. They'll have a tournament for it or some shit.
I mean, honestly, I think that's a great idea.
No one's going to pin him. It's just not going to happen.
Honestly, J-Rock, that's the best idea you've had on the show.
No,
I love that idea.
No, not ever. Just come on.
Somebody is going to beat Roman.
No, no one's going to beat Roman.
It will happen eventually.
No, it won't. It will not. Like I said, he's going to have every title known to man, and then he's going to retire.
Every title, he's going to have the new belt, the universal belt.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Tag team. Divas belt, Divas tag team belt.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Yep. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Oh, I got you all riled up. My goodness.
I just can't understand hating on a promotion that sold 64,000 tickets.
Pre-sale. I never said I hated them.
Without announcing a card yet.
That's
the part that I find like, oh man, it's all bots and scalpers. Yeah, sure. It's all Tony Khan. It's all Vince McMahon buying them so no one will show up. You know how stupid you guys sound saying that shit?
I never said that.
You said something about bots and scalpers and all that crap. It's just come on. Like
it just doesn't
make any sense to me. It's a phenomenon. You have to buy into the phenomenon, and it's going to be on like the Max. It's going to be on a streaming service. Hopefully, I don't have to pay $50 for it.
Yeah, no. That'll be good. That'll be good. AEW needs to do that. They do. It's just, I'm sorry. It's just hard for me to believe that they can sell that many tickets at Wembley. It's just hard for me to believe.
You have to look at how many people live around that area, also. It's not like America, man. They're different. They go to these soccer games. There's soccer hooligans there.
Yeah.
They're a different breed. They're not like Americans.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Mark.
Yeah.
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 And he actually won a poll.
What did he win?
He won a poll.
For what?
I think I tweeted, should Mark start up a sandwich shop?
Oh. And people said yes?
People said yes.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with people?
So the people that said yes, I want you to DM me your address, and Mark will send you one of his SpaghettiO crab stick sandwiches.
Yes.
You're going to get the sandwich because you voted for it, all right? You son of a bitches. You son of a bitches just doing it for no reason at all. I'm going to get your IP address.
Yes.
And we're going to send these sandwiches to your house.
Yeah, because they wanted Mark to have a freaking restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny. Anyway, well, have we had enough?
No, let's keep going. I always like to bring up how many likes my food pictures get compared to your selfie, your shirtless selfies.
Your food pics get a lot of likes, don't they?
I make it look good, though. You know, it's about presentation.
Well, maybe I should oil my body up next time, because I look dry.
That would be even funnier, actually. oil up your legs, all right?
Yeah, my silky smooth legs.
Yeah, oil those legs up and be like, I'm ready for whatever the night gives me or something like
that. Yeah.
Who tweeted our we were in a meme?
Oh yeah, we were
in a picture, a meme or something?
Yeah, some guy Jer? I don't know. I've never seen the guy before or heard of him, and I saw that picture and I was like, hey, that's our emblem on the top there.
Yeah. Does he follow the page?
I think he does. I think he does.
Okay.
Right. So I don't know if he listens or not, but hey, Jer. I think I texted you about it. It was the somebody complained that there was too many White Sox podcasts.
We're not White Sox.
I know. We never talk White Sox at
never,
all.
Never talk. Only time we talk baseball is about your kids.
Yeah, right. So that's, yeah, but it just coincidentally enough, he put us at the very top.
Yes.
Yeah. So
as only like one I know on the thing that he posted. It was like that beef loaf guy, and he's pretty popular with the White Sox and the 108ing and all that stuff. And
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other ones I don't think I had ever heard of. I recognized him, but I didn't recognize anybody
because
else.
I mean the podcast world changes over and over again. I mean, we had a couple of White Sox fans kind of doing a wrestling show, you know?
Yeah, right.
They're kind of like, you know, borrowing a little bit.
Borrowing a little bit. They just took our show and did the exact same thing.
Yeah, kind of something like that. And just like, we're going to, you know, label it something else. And it's like,
right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know that, what? They didn't last.
That's fine, I guess, you know?
They didn't last.
Just.
And here we are, Mega Power on top of the wrestling podcast world.
The one guy did the Photoshops. His Photoshops are pretty good, I gotta admit. You know,
it was too good. That was the problem.
Yeah, it was really good. But like, you know, it was like we was doing this like way before. It was like way before. No one else is doing anything like that.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody else.
Well,
we were doing a lot of things that nobody else was doing, and then everyone just kind of jump on to the next trend.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Well, you know, they tried, but you know, we're the original. And
don't you remember the Bears Brawl where like everyone, like they sent out all this Bears Brawl gear, like these leggings, these jackets, these shirts, and all that stuff. And like,
yep.
I think we were selling t-shirts at the time before them, something.
Uh-huh.
And they gave it to all the Bears fans that followed each other, and we all followed everybody. And we were just like kind of just sitting by ourselves a little bit, nosing all this stuff. And all right, cool, man. Where's our stuff at? We don't have our stuff.
Yeah, right.
Where's our stuff?
Why didn't we get anything?
We'll send you a shirt, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
They ain't getting no Bears Brawl stuff, so it's just like here we are. It's like we're still here, and they're gone.
We're still here, and there's no more Bears Brawl. But you know what? There are Bears Brawl leggings around the country somewhere.
Yeah, you know, those things got farted through pretty hard, I do believe. Big holes in those things somewhere out there. That's for sure.
Well. I think the leader of the group got a little too big for his britches.
Boy, talk about exiled. Wow.
Do you think Mike Brez is on anywhere?
He's got to have a burner somewhere, right?
He's got to. He's got to be somebody on there.
He's got to have a burner somewhere. I find it hard to believe not to have one burner that keeps track of stuff, you know.
Right.
I just didn't forget that one time. Yeah, I'll put you guys on my show, but you need another co-host. And he needs to have 20K following.
Right.
That's right then. I was like, I know I don't want to do a show to be told what to do a show about. I know what to do a show about.
Yeah, right. And I don't know what job Mike Brez does, but for some reason, he thought that he was an expert on podcast shows, on how to run podcast shows, you know?
Yeah.
And he didn't, obviously.
Well, I mean, the first show was like rough. Like, hey, guys, you're using background music. You know? Like, let us fill it out. Let us grow. I mean, no one's first show is going to be amazing.
No. God, no.
His first show wasn't amazing.
No. No.
I mean, it had Raul and GW. They were pretty good. I like those guys still. I mean, I like all those guys, but it's just like it was just kind of shitty. It's kind of shitty because you'd be tweeting like, yeah, we're going to do a wrestling podcast about rock, you know, wrestling and rock music and all that stuff. Like, motherfucker, that's what we do. What do you mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, or variety and wrestling and rock music. And I was like, that's what we do. We do that.
Right.
Yeah.
He should have just let us do our shit, and we would have went with him, and we would have been the most popular show on his little stupid network. But
then we would have got fired, and we wouldn't got paid anything. We didn't make no money. They didn't make any money from that anyway, so we would have got fired. How do you get fired and not make any money?
Right. I know. Do you remember we were on, I can't remember, Huckleberry's show.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of his show though. And he was so nervous about, you know, how many minutes he had to get in and so much stuff. And like, oh God, this doesn't seem like it's fun for him.
No, it wasn't fun. He was like wound up really tight too.
Yeah, he was. Cause he had
real tight.
He had a boss that wasn't paying him anything, demanding stuff. And he was making sure that he did exactly what that boss told him to do.
Yeah. That's just outrageous to me. There's no way. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
Is not supposed to have someone over your shoulder and be like, wrap it up.
Right. Yeah.
If I want to talk about something, I want to talk about something. So,
yeah. that was
I just
great.
Think it's funny because there was a lot of stuff going behind the scenes that we would see and we really couldn't say anything because it was just kind of shitty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of, right. You know, kind of, you kind of just shake your head at some stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it's funny now. I think we sold more T-shirts than any other podcast out there. Like, that's not, you know, Joe Rogan or mainstream.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, for our listenership, we've sold a lot of T-shirts.
Yeah, we sold a shitload. Yeah
we did. We did.
All right. Well, that's gonna do it. I'm done with the ranting.
I love that rant. That was a good rant. I wasn't expecting that rant.
I just been pissed off by a lot of stuff lately. I gotta let it rip.
I'm glad you did. Yeah. I'm glad you did. This goes to show you, you know, don't anybody mess with the Mega Power Hour.
Yeah.
Don't
mess with us. You're gonna you're gonna get a lot of trouble.
That's right.
A lot of trouble. I'm unhinged, you know, I'm unhinged now.
Right.
Turn it heel. You can be a face.
Oh, I'm the face now.
Maybe you could win a poll.
Right. Right. I should apologize to that guy that I went nuts on, shouldn't I?
you have a gun in your house?
No, I do not.
Oh, well, thank God. Okay.
Right. Yeah, right. I know. Right. All right, J-Rock. I think this has been one hell of a show. One hell of a show.
Yeah. We'll put it out tomorrow sometime, maybe, or later on tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, tonight. I'll listen tonight. I want to hear myself talk.
I'm not making any promises. Don't go on the page and be like, you'll be out in 5 minutes. I want to have fun tonight. All right. So
we are complete renegades. We're out of control.
Damn right.
That's right. J-Rock, we'll do another show soon.
Okay, man.
All right. I hope everybody enjoyed the show, and thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.